Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. Hey, everyone, welcome to the show. It's Kim again, and today I have a really interesting topic about staying disciplined. And I wanted to do this topic for a while because, you know, I ask questions to my audience, I ask questions to my magic makers. And, you know, I always say, you know, what keeps you from staying the course when it comes to getting healthy and fit? What keeps you from just doing the do? And, you know, the number one answer I always get is discipline. You know, if I had more discipline, right? And people talk about discipline as like, it's something I could swing by Target and pick up. And if I wish you could swing by Target and pick up the discipline. You know, I really wish that was something that they offered. Because God knows, you know, you could drop $200 there for, on what? God knows what you drop your $200 on. So I wanted to start with that. And, you know, when people say discipline to me, that means willpower. You know, if I had more discipline, and I immediately say, you really mean if you had more willpower, then, you know, magical things would happen. There'd be glitter, there'd be rainbows, there'd be unicorns. So let's just define willpower. So I pulled out my old dictionary. Okay, I lied. I pulled it up on the computer. And willpower is defined as the ability to resist short-term temptations in order to make long-term goals. Right? That's exactly, think about it. If I wanted to lose weight, I would resist brownies. If I wanted to save more money, I would resist buying things frivolously. Right? So that's really, we're on the same page. So I want to talk about, if I want to stay disciplined, most people think it's about their willpower. And, you know, in all my research, I have found that you are not born with a certain amount of willpower. It's just not, it's not even something that's in our DNA, you know? So I like to believe that willpower is a battery. And I believe that it can be this long-lasting battery, or it could go as quickly as your iPhone battery goes. It all depends on you and the situations that you put yourself into, or the situations you find yourself in it. And I truly believe that willpower is fueled by strong habits and routines. And you know how I feel about habits and routines. You know, if you want to get a little of that fit girl magic, you have to focus on having great habits, because those habits will build routines. Those routines will build consistency, and that consistency will give you, open up the Pulp Fiction box of glow results. The long-lasting results that we all have been searching for eons. And like I said, you know, willpower is a derivative of discipline. And, you know, we talked about it. You know, if I really want to lose the weight, then my willpower is to skip the desserts. My willpower is to, you know, resist not going to the gym, you know, not doing something that's going to be off my course, not doing something that's off my plan. You know, if I wanted to save the money, I wouldn't buy coffee out every day. You know, I would buy a great coffee maker and start to brew it myself at home. So this building great habits, this building great willpower, this building discipline, it's like building a muscle, you know. And so many people say, oh, you know, I just don't have it. No, you just haven't built you haven't built the muscle. You know, you could be as weak as a kitten, but over time you could be as strong as the Hulk with guidance, with, you know, having that, you know, wherewithal that this is what I want. So let's take a big step back and let's really talk about, you know, how do we burn out our willpower? You know, it's really easy to burn out that willpower. And how do you do it? And the biggest thing I see over and over and over again, and not along if this is you, not along if this is how you go about it, I see people take on too much. I see it all the time. My clients will be like, oh, this week was a bad week, but next week I'm going to be on point. What the dirty word does on point mean? And I call them out on it, because what does on point mean? I want you to be specific, right? So specific that a random stranger sees your notepad and they say, oh, that's what she wants to do. Because when they see on point, they're like, well, what does that mean? I got nothing. I don't know what on point means. Neither do you. But if I say on point, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like, ugh, next week's going to be my jam, right? I'm just going to get it all done. It's going to be amazing. And then I sigh, because it's like, you don't want to define it, because you're afraid to disappoint yourself. You're afraid that your willpower, your discipline isn't going to cut it, right? So this is what I know, that the space between starting something with that, you know, bullish enthusiasm and your willpower battery, that is a pretty hard space to maintain. It is hard when I am running so fast at my goal to keep up that enthusiasm, because at some point in my sprint to my goal, I am going to get tired and I'm going to be like, this is silly. Why am I running this fast? I might trip over something. I might run into a wall. I might hurt myself. And then where am I? Where's my willpower, right? My willpower is going to leave me by the side of the road and say, see ya, sister. So here's where I want you to like take a look at your past behaviors. Whenever you've started anything, have you gone from 0 to 60? And how has that worked out for you? Because you haven't failed. This is what I want you to know. You have not failed. You've just found a route that doesn't work. And I want you to think about, I always think of these random things. And if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that random is like my number one thing that happens to me. And imagine like back in, you know, like the 1800s, 1700s, when the explorers used to go out and they're like, hey, I think there's more land beyond the Mississippi. I don't know what's out there, but I'm going to try to find it. And, you know, how many routes, how many ways did people go and it ended up nowhere? And did they feel like failures? Did they come back, you know, to civilization and say, ah, we failed? They'd be like, no, but you know what? We found a route that is not going to work. So don't go that way. That's what I want you to think about. When you've started super fast, like, you know what? When I start super fast, I crash and burn. I burn myself right the F out. And that's what I want you to think. Okay, so what can I take on? What's possible for me? And be honest with yourself, because, you know, I've told you this, like, I have all the time in the world, right? There's really no reason why I couldn't be at the gym 6 days a week. There's no reason why I couldn't be there 2 hours a day. No reason other than I know that life's going to get in the way. I know it. I know that there's going to be something I need to do. There's going to be an appointment. There's going to be a client. There's going to be, I just don't feel like it. And that's where I want you to be honest with yourself and say, you know what? Is 6 days a week really my reality? Or am I more likely to hit it 3 times a week? And know that I can honestly do it 3 times a week. And maybe if I have some extra gumption, some extra wherewithal, if I'm not spending all my brain power on, you know, white knuckling it through the week, I might even do 4 days a week. I might even do five. But if I tell myself I'm going to do three and I consistently hit three, do I feel awesome? Versus when I tell myself it's going to be seven and I always hit three, I feel like a failure. And then, you know how that goes. You either, next week's going to be on point, or you're like, I missed one this week. Well, what's another one? What's another one? And next thing you know, it's the end of the year and you're just like, I'm nowhere near my goal. So where would you start? Where would you go? And answer that question. Like, don't gloss over it, because you got to lean into some hard stuff if you want to, if you want to change. If you are listening to me right now and you've listened through my tirade, I know you want to change. So lean into the hard stuff. Lean into the yucky, mucky stuff, all right? The other thing I want you to think about is stop trying to go, like I said, stop trying to go for these huge wins, right? Don't in your head say, oh, I have 20 pounds to lose and I'm losing 20 pounds in the next 20 days, because you know that's not going to happen. And what I ask for you to do is, like, when you have this big vision for what you want, because we all do, even if you're afraid to say what your big vision is, right? Say your big vision is between now and the next 90 days, you want to drop 10 pounds. Between now and the next 90 days, you want to prove to yourself that, heck, you can establish a gym routine. Between now and the next 90 days, you want to say, you know what? I can eat a pound of vegetables every day, whatever it is. That's your big vision. That's what you're hurtling toward. That's what you're getting up out of bed and being like, what am I doing today that's going to put me on this path? And then I set my bar lower. So it's like, okay, I believe in good, better, best. That's how I always set my goal, right? And I got it from, I used to work in a sales organization, and the sales organization, the goal, they had three sets of goals, and the goals were set based on what your bonus gates were. So let's say good meant I got paid out my bonus at a certain percent. So let's just say I got paid out my, if I basically hit my quota, I got paid out what I was expecting, and I got 25% bonus, right? If I hit better, then I got paid 50% more. And then if I hit best, then I got paid 100% more. So that's where I want you to set your goal, because that way you always have, what do you know you can do, but just a little above. So for me, let's just go back to working out, right? So 7 days. And I look at my schedule and I say, you know what? I know a good goal for me is 4 days. I know I can do it. I know a good day for me is 3 days. But, I know I can stretch myself and do four. And I'm not going to change this goal for 30 days. For 30 days, I'm going to say my good goal is three. My better goal is four. My best goal is five. And I'm just going to track it. I'm going to see where I ended up and see how I land. Because when I say to myself, I really should. The shoulds get you in trouble. The shoulds kick you in the tuchus. I want you to say what's possible for you, not what Vanessa's doing over there, because Vanessa's Vanessa. Let Vanessa run her own race. Let Vanessa do Vanessa. I need you to do you. Feel me? Okay. And when I have those good, better, best, that gives me that wiggle room. That gives me a week that my boss threw crap on my desk and said, hey, make sure this happens. And maybe I was going to the gym that night. Now I can't because I got to finish this by, whatever deadline. Making stuff up right now. Maybe my kid got sick. Maybe I got a flat tire. Whatever. I'm giving myself the out, but not in a way that makes me feel like crap. I'm giving myself, okay, I've only told myself 4 days. I've missed today, but I can go tomorrow. And that's what you do. And the other thing about willpower, and I always tell people, is that you have to have a plan, because that's when your willpower drains. You know, I said willpower is a battery. So if I don't go into the day with a plan, then I just let things happen. You know, like, oh, there'll be lunch at the meeting. Well, then I go to the meeting and there's too many choices. So I'm trying to decide what I'm supposed to eat, what I'm not supposed to eat. And like my willpower battery is starting to drain because I'm trying to make too many decisions. Then there's a whole tray of cookies at the end of the meeting. I've been sitting in this meeting all afternoon. I'm dying. I really wanted something else to eat and I couldn't get up and go because of the meeting, blah, 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 blah. And now I'm burnt down. Then I come home and, you know, something happened with my kids and then, you know, something happened with my husband and the dog. And so next thing you know, I can usually resist Miss Kim Crawford, but then I had a day. So Miss Kim Crawford and I, we become BFFs. So do you see where I'm saying? You know, do you have those days where it's just like, you know, one thing just like kind of ticks and ticks and ticks and ticks and ticks, and then your willpower battery is like, and you see like the sad face? That's exactly what happens with your willpower battery. And emotions take over, right? When we're so like out of sorts, like our day just, we just had a day, like nothing went our way. Nothing went the way I wanted it to go. You're like a live nerve. Your emotions are overriding everything. So you can't make a rational decision. You know, that's like asking a drunk person to make a rational decision. That's, you know, that's the mental state you are in, is that you aren't thinking, oh, you're not thinking smart. You're not thinking anything. You're thinking, this is what I got to do. Like, you know, Kim Crawford and I, and oh, let me grab some pretzels and oh yeah, that hummus, that's coming along too for this nice little party. So I want you to really think about, if I had a plan, then, you know, all these emotions can go out the door because I can come back to my plan to get me back on course. I can go back to my plan to get me back on track because the plan is my life raft, my life preserver. That's exactly what I'm thinking about. The plan is my life preserver. The plan is what's going to keep me going. The plan is what's going to keep me from going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And, you know, come on. We all have those days that we're just like, right? So I'm trying to help you when you have those like meltdown days. You know, and I wish we could be like 2-year-olds and just like lay ourselves out on the floor. I do want to do that one day when I'm just having one of those days, but we can't. And I know some of you are like, well, that's why there's alcohol. I know, but I'm trying to get you to break some of these patterns, break some of these behaviors. And be okay with small starts. Be okay that, you know, yes, you might want to be that 5-day-a-week person. But right now, be okay with like, you know what, where I am right now in this season of my life, all I got is 2 days a week. That's all I got. That's all I can give you. And be okay with it. And rock those 2 days, right? Be so okay with that's all I got. If you're trying to eat healthy and you know all you can do is focus on having a healthy lunch, boom. Do that, because I would rather you say, I eat a healthy lunch than I eat crap for all the meals of the day. You know, maybe just by the time you get home from dinner, or the time you get home and make dinner, like that's just not what you're going to do. So you're like, you know what, it's just easier for me to order in, you know, but I can focus on lunch. Maybe I can focus on having a good breakfast, whatever it is. But that, like, do what's capable for you right now, because the more you get some wins under your belt, the more likely you're going to want to do more good stuff. The more you're going to be like, oh, if I can just make lunch every day, then maybe making breakfast isn't going to be such a hardship. Or maybe making double lunch and double dinner might not be so bad, you know, because maybe, you know, that meal prep thing where I had to try to make all the meals all the time, blah, didn't work for me. But maybe, you know, you start, you know, baby stepping into the water. You know, some people, they like to just like cannonball into the deep end, while other people like to wade into the deep end. All right, now, here's where some of you might bristle, might you know, try to buck me off like a bronco, but I challenge you to embrace the hard. And one of my mottos this year is I do hard things. And if you find yourself procrastinating over something, that's the hard. And you just have to embrace it. And one of the things I've learned to do is do something for like 5 minutes, right? So, you know, maybe it's, I have a, what's the hard? Changing a routine. And so for someone like myself, I've been eating healthy for over 15 years, right? It's what I do. I just automatically go to the grocery store and this is what, you know, these things go in my cart. This is what I cook. And probably about 5 years ago, I was told just to help me balance out my hormones, I needed to go vegan for at least 6 months to a year. That was like the records, like someone like stopped the record for me, right? And I was like in uncharted territory. I was like, I didn't know what to do. So I had to embrace the hard. So I told, you know, I told my naturopath, I was like, I get it, but it's not going to be an overnight thing for me. Because I'm new to this whole thing. And so I said, I can start with breakfast. And I started with breakfast. And I started having a breakfast smoothie. Then I moved to, okay, I can start focusing on lunch. So it was a baby step way, but I did it. You know, eventually got to all of my meals were vegan, but it wasn't an overnight thing. And I had to be okay with that, right? Some people can do that, but be okay if you can't. Like, who's judging you? Who's going to be like, oh, Susie's not doing it right? Who, point that person out to me. Like, let me know who that person is, because I'll tell them to shut up. You do you. We all have our own ways of making things work. And I want this to work for you. I want this to be a long-term thing because there are going to be obstacles. Like stuff is going to happen. Stuff always happens. It's called life, right? You're going to get sick. A kid's going to get sick. A car is going to break down. Work things, travel. There's always going to be something. So here's where you write down what are your obstacles. You've gone on vacation before. What has derailed you from staying the course? You know, when you have to work late or something like that, what derailed you? Write these things down so that you can start coming up with your plan Bs. Because I always have a plan B in my head. And not in an anal retentive way, more like, okay, perfect example. I'm exhausted right now. Exhausted. I stayed up way too late over the weekend at a friend's birthday party. I still haven't recovered. I can't bounce back like I'm 25 and I'm 26. But I said, you know, I was supposed to go to the gym tomorrow morning. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going. I'm not going. I'm going to work out at home. And that was my plan B, right? And if I don't work out at home, I'm like, all right, I'm going to work out on Friday. That's my thought because I've mapped out my week, right? So that's where I want you to get to, that you have a plan B and it's not in an obsessive way. It's more in a going with flow, right? And lastly, give yourself grace. Like I said, stuff is going to happen. It always does. And you're going to trip. You're going to fall. It could be your fault. It could be someone else's fault. But let's stop with the shame, the blame, all of the guilt, and just give yourself grace and say, you know what? Stuff happens. This is what I'm going to do now. And not play the beat yourself up game. Just say, you know, it happens. And this is what I'm going to do about it. And you're not going to, you know, lay on the ground. Like if you were to walk down the street right now and you tripped up the curb, would you just lay out in the street or would you get up and dust yourself off and keep walking? That's what I want you to do. I want you to give yourself that grace. Like, whoops, that curb just popped out of nowhere, but I'm up. Maybe you scraped your knee. Maybe you didn't, but you're up and you're moving back in that same direction. So to wrap this up, I challenge you to also say, how are you going to hold yourself accountable? And that might be someone. That might be you having someone to help hold you accountable. That might be, you know, you hiring a coach. because that's what a coach does. A coach helps hold you accountable, but a coach also helps you blaze that trail so that you know that that's not the route to go. Remember I talked about the explorers and they're like, I was heading out, you know, past the Mississippi and decided this way ain't the way, right? Maybe that's what you need. Someone to like help you navigate through all of the, you know, false starts, if you will. If that sounds like you, you know, doing a 5-day challenge and, you know, you could always find that information on my website. You could also follow me on the socials. My website is fabfitsquad.com. You can find me on Facebook. My Facebook is Kim Jefferson Coach. And you can find out all of that information about the 5-day challenge. But I wanted to, you know, wrap this up and give you three action items before we go. And I also can speak. I know that about myself. Three action items. So one, find the support. Who is going to be that person when your willpower battery starts to fall apart? Who is going to be that person to really help hold you accountable for what you want to do? And I want you to write down what it is that you want to achieve. And even if it scares the bejesus out of you, do it. Because the second thing is you have to have a vision, right? You have to know where you're going. I've talked about this before. It's punching in the exact street address into your GPS. You want to go to 123 Main Street, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Because if I just push Main Street's a big street. I don't know where I'm going to end up. And you might end up somewhere where you didn't want to end up. And that's where the guilt, the blame, the shame all start. Or you might get detoured and you might end up in Main Street in Lexington. I don't know. But when you cast that vision, then I can see where I want to go. I can start to feel what success looks like for me. I can start to be like, yeah, when I get to 123 Main Street, that's going to be the bomb.com. I cannot wait. And that's what I want. Like, that's what gets you excited. That's what fills the gap for willpower. Because, you know, when your willpower is starting to drain, you could pop on that visualization and be like, yeah, that's where I want to go. And write it out. Pen to paper. Write it out. Put post-it notes all over your house. You know, 90 days, this is what's going to happen. 30 days, this is going to happen. So you're always constantly reminded about where you want to go. Because don't think you're like, it's just going to happen. Stop winging it. Stop winging it and just go.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.